Hello, neighbors. Always so excited when you can stop by and just have a chat with me. Now, this week, I have a number of questions for you, and I hope that you can just address them and help me out with your answers, you know, because I could always share my experiences and my processes with you. But what's important is that we get to grow together. So, question number one, what is your little? Have you taken time to understand what your little is? Number two, where are your vases? Have you identified what your vases are? I'm asking these two questions because this week, I want you to just get deep into the idea of expanding your territory. What has inspired this particular conversation is a prayer point. Okay, I found myself in certain prayer circles, and one of the prayer points and a lot of young people have been praying is, Lord, expand my capacity, or Lord, expand my territory. And I'm always wondering, like, okay, so how does that really happen? How does that work? You know, because you can pray and fast and take your communion and, you know, you just still feel like you're in the same place. And it's not because prayer does not work. It's not that the word of God does not work. But I've always believed that the word of God needs faith as faith needs works. And with works steps in grace. And I have an addition this year. With works steps in grace and favor. So when you're praying for expanded territory, expanded capacity, how exactly does that work? There's a scripture that has been on my heart. I don't know how much of the scripture I'm gonna read, but it's in 2 Kings 4, starting from 1 to somewhere about 7, right? And this is about the woman with the olive oil, because her husband has just died. The creditors are after her and her family. So she goes to the man of God and says, listen, someone who's a servant in the kingdom is dead, and now people are after me and my family and my son. And you know what the man of God tells her is, how can I help you? What do you have? And it's so interesting how throughout the Bible, there's always the question of, what do you have? Moses, what do you have, right? And this question is very interesting to me because, okay, we're in luck. Okay, who has something? And let's start from there. Because what you realize with that narrative is that so much of our help, so much of our expansion will always start with our little. What is the little that you have? With this woman, she had a little oil. And what's even more interesting is that the man of God tells her, okay, go and find vases, right? Go and look for the vases. She gets the vases. And with those vases, she's told, close the door and pour into those vases. And as she does that, her little oil is being expanded into one vase after the other, to the other, and the other, and the other. In this day and age, brothers and sisters, who I gladly love to call neighbors, every time you're looking for expansion, expansion in capacity, expansion in territory, start from here. What is your little? And find vases to pour them into. What that has looked like for me is, I love communications. I love to talk, guys, and I talk a good talk, right? But with all this, I've had to find vases. Vases have been the debate club when I was in high school. I poured my little into the debate club and I became a better speaker when I was in school. After school, it was, you know, just volunteering for fun clubs. I went from the Radio Chengelo fun club to the YRFM fun club, and immediately after school, I was given a job at YRFM. That was my vase. I poured my little into YRFM as a radio presenter, and yes, moved on to Flavor FM, and I still loved communication. I still got my little, and God was expanding me from radio to TV. And let's not forget, I started with a debate club at school. I got my little and poured into a vase. Vases are job opportunities. Vases are volunteerism opportunities. Your church could be a vase in which you pour your little. And here's the beautiful thing I love about this whole idea of pouring my little into a vase that could be a job, you know, a location, a person. Pour into people, because you will get an overflow, because that's what moves you from one vase to the next, or from one person to the next, from one job opportunity to the next. So if you want to go up higher and higher, if you want to increase your capacity, if you want to stretch out your territories, stretch yourself. What is your little? And what are the vases that you've identified that which you can pour into? What I've realized is whether I was serving at Cooper's Young Women's Network, I went there as a member, to being able to MC events, to being able to host a chat. That was the stretch. Me pouring my little desire to serve, my little desire for MCing events, my little desire to impart and ignite a light into people's lives. I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to listen to this and it's like, okay, my capacity will never increase or my territory will never stretch. It can stretch, but what do you have? What do you have? How may the Lord help you today? So go study 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7. Read it carefully. And then as you do that, I just pray that God will just give you, you know, impartation. Like God will just increase you even as you expand your little by studying the word. I love you. I believe in you. But God loves you better. And God believes in you even much, much more. If you need help to identify what your territories might be, what your capacity might be, what your little might be, reach out to me. I'd like to hear you out. My name is Niza Lebopiri. I always appreciate when you just talk back at me or chat back at me. So make use of all those platforms, Facebook, Instagram, you know, on YouTube, the comment section, and I will love to hear from you. Until next time, it's bye-bye.